This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Junimonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury.
Supported by the Ministry of Education.
It's now time for Speak Up Foreigners.
Kia ora everyone and welcome to Speak Up Foreigners. I'm Caroline, a Brazilian living in Christchurch, and I have in this team two other girls, Isha and Patricia. We must have heard of us in a previous show that we used to call ISC Radio Show. But now we have our own show and we're going to be talking to you, an international student and an immigrant in New Zealand and, of course, in Christchurch. So first, I would like to tell you that today's show will be hosted by me, Caroline, and by Patricia. So, kia ora, Patricia.
Kia ora, Caroline. Hola a todos. I'm Patricia from Colombia and welcome everyone to Speak Up Foreigners. Today's show, we are going to talk about Maori culture and its influence in our relationship with New Zealand as immigrants. So as we all know, we come to New Zealand for different reasons, but we are all immigrants with different purposes. And no matter the reasons we are here, we must respect New Zealand values. And I think we all know about these things. In that way, Maori culture is an important part of the New Zealand history. And some of the traditions are not like part of the New Zealanders' daily lifestyle, because after the passing years, many things have changed, and people also have changed their behavior, the way they see things. Isn't it, Caroline?
I think you're right. For sure, Patricia. Talk about the change on the relationship between Maori and European descendants has changed significantly over time. I'm sure that most of us have heard that the Maori people were the first to arrive in New Zealand. Approximately 800 years ago? Well, during a long time, they have faced main challenges with their arrivals. And that means that they had a lot of loss. And but nowadays, I personally see that exists a movement to empower Maoris and to give the appreciation to the culture that should have been done from the beginning of New Zealand history. That can be seen by the tale as one of the official language, has increased those, the number of people that look for learning the language, the Maori language, and not just Kiwis, but foreigners as well. That's a really good sign. Another thing that we can see is in part of the society that when foreigners come along and students, international students, some people are willing to embrace the Maori culture and show these people how important it is to Kiwi lifestyle and for the history of New Zealand. So it's not the Kiwi that's opened their heart and the space for Maori culture, but the foreigners as well, when they come here, they are taught about that. Well, we could be talking the entire day about Maori culture, history, society, and all these things, but let's start to learn more about it through a simple game. I will ask you some questions about this subject, so together we can learn some more about it. But of course, I'll give you the opportunity to ask me as well. I don't know how it's going to be. But before that, let's just listen to this amazing song that I believe most of us know it or have heard. And then when we come back, we're going to start this game.
Yeah.
I just love this song. You know, brings memories from the first 100% Pure New Zealand I have watched it when I was in Brazil, and it was this song. Yeah. Well, let's go to the game, Patricia. Are you ready?
I think I do.
Okay, let's start with the easiest question. And if I'm sorry for my pronunciation, okay? But which of these, the Maori name for New Zealand? So we have Aoraki, Aoranki, Aotearoa.
Okay, I will go with Aoteroa.
Wow.
I think, yes.
You know, it's everywhere.
I think that one, that's an easy one, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go for the second question. I'm done for that. Do you know what is moko? Have you heard?
Well, in Maori, I have no idea what it means, but I think it's the same. Well, it's funny because it's the same pronunciation in Spanish for buck. So if you tell me moko, I will think in Spanish like, oh, what are you talking about? But in Maori, I have no idea if it's the same thing.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a chance to think about it more. Each one is your naked and can tell about person genealogy, knowledge, and social status. Do you get that? Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay.
Be a leader or something, but not exactly.
Okay, so what would be something that really shows the culture of Maori would be the food, the dance, but we have something really special, that the tattoos.
Oh.
The tattoos, it's something really special because they are not just figure or draw. They mean something. They mean a lot, mm-hmm. exactly, for each person. So in those draws, you have saying about the family, the history, the social status they live in, the tribe, and it's a kind of telling the story about that person. It's really special. It's really beautiful. Now you know.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the next one. How was the language taught and the stories told by the Maori to, like, through the generations before the Europeans have arrived in New Zealand? Do you have any clue?
Well, I'm not sure about, like, the history exactly related to Maori people, but I guess it was, like, really hard for them to try to communicate at the first time because, of course, Maori has their own language and the European people came with this English or, well, other languages. So I guess they tried to communicate, so they were trying to use maybe signs or just body language or something that gives them the clue what they were trying to say. But it's more like an instinct, like when you don't know something. Even when you are in another country and you don't have any idea about their language, you are trying to communicate and say, I need to take the bus, so you make a sign like moving or something so people will understand you. So I guess that was like the things they were trying to do. Yeah,
more or less like that. Or wasn't the communication between Maori and the Europeans? It was between them. From the Maori history, they didn't have, before the arrivals, the Europeans, a written language. So they didn't have the alphabet. They didn't have a structure. So everything was told by movements, by draws. So we have a lot of places in New Zealand that shows these draws from the Maori people. They communicate tribe to tribe, even mention when the Europeans arrived. They show the evolution of the draws. I had the opportunity to see that in Timaru as an amazing museum that Tiana, I believe the name. So, yeah, when the Europeans came, they started to organize the alphabet and create the written language. Well, that's what I know. Here we are just saying what we know. But it's okay. Let's go to the next one. I'm sure that one you have something to say. What you can tell about Hakka?
Okay, Hakka. Well, as we know, Hakka is like the most popular dance that we see in that dance when they are playing any rugby game, like the New Zealand All Blacks play. I think because I've heard or I've read or I've seen some documentaries, the Hakka is this dance they perform in different celebrations. So sometimes could be to greet a member from a tribe or of the family. If there is a ceremony like a wedding or even in a funeral, they try to perform this as a show of respect to their family members. And of course, to encourage them, because I think it's really powerful. I don't know if you have seen that one, even when they play or in any other videos, you see how they transmit all this energy or these, powerful energies. It's really nice to see. So
yes. I always get emotional. It's so beautiful. I don't know, it's something that touched my heart. And I had the opportunity to understand a little bit offered it that it's not just how we said a dance. It's something really powerful, special, and they don't do just for doing. And then once we asked our Maori friend to perform the haka, and he said, "No, it has to be an important moment, in a special moment." And then we had this special moment, and he did perform in a birthday, and it was beautiful to see. You know, it's a really amazing thing. But, well, you did great.
Yeah.
We learned some more today. And now is your turn to make me question. Yes. Let's see how I'm going
to
do it.
To get my vengeance. Okay, the first one. What do you think is the meaning of hangi?
Ooh, I know that has two words similar. Hangi and hongi. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but I'm really hoping to learn this word today.
So hangi is the most traditional Maori food, and normally they used to cook this under the ground, so they make like a big hole, and they put all the meat, vegetables, or the things they wanted to cook under the ground. They put like, I guess, a fire over it, and they just cooked the food in that way, yes.
Yeah, I have tried once. But I don't think it was the tradition. I'm not sure if it wasn't the tradition, but I want to see it. You
the
know,
process.
Just the process.
Yes.
Because I bought it, but I want to see the process. Like when you do barbecue in South America.
Yes.
With they're watching the barbecue to be done. I really want to see that. But it's okay. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to
the next one. How Maori traditionally greet each other?
See, if it's not hangi, it's hongi.
Yes,
if it's, I'm
knew.
Not pushing it, right? Sorry. But it's something that they touch the nose and the front head to greet each other. And I was so, one day, like, I really wanted to sing this with a Maori one day. And I met a elderly Maori and I asked him, "Can you talk to me?" And he did, like a prayer. I don't know if it's common. But I don't know if because I appreciate what he was doing, wasn't just for a joke or whatever.
Yes.
I really want to understand what was that. But anyway, I have no idea why and how that become part of the Maori culture, but I do know what it is.
Okay,
I got that one.
Good one, yes. So the next one, what is the meaning of hepoi?
Okay, that one I know because my niece, they grew up in New Zealand going to the schools here, and my oldest niece used to come home to perform to me.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a little bowl with some, I don't know how to say, but they touch the body making songs while they are dancing.
Uh-huh.
And they used to use as well, they do use when they are telling stories. I don't know if it's to put rim, like a song, kind of song when they're telling the stories. But I do know that, and I think it's beautiful. I really want to learn as well.
Yes.
I have tried, but I wasn't good anyway.
You were really close. And the last one, it will be more an open question. I just want you to tell me four or the words you know in Maori, Terea.
Okay. I have a notebook in my bedroom, but I'm not fit now. The first one that comes in my mind, of course, always going to be Kiora, that everyone knows. Kiora, that everyone knows as well. And there was, we have talked haka, hongi, hengi, but has one that's really special to me, that's Morena.
Ah, Morena.
Because it's morning. And in Portuguese, we have a word exactly the same for brunette.
Yes.
So who has all dark hair or darker skin, we call she's morena.
Yeah, it's the same thing in Spanish.
Yeah.
We call the same.
I just think the intonation is morena. And we and we say morena.
Ah, okay.
But I love the word. Of course I do. And I learn a few words with your friend. That's Maureen that he's trying to teach me, but I'm going to get some lessons.
Yes.
I think it's the best to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we may didn't know many things about the Maori culture. We state that. But we definitely have learned some today. And I hope you all did remember some of the words or the things we have learned today. And however, what if we get some more information about this Maori culture from first hand? So I want you to introduce a special guest. She's Trish. And why don't we listen a little bit more about what she wants to tell us about the Maori culture, about her experience here in New Zealand, and some of the other things we may not find in the books. Kia ora, Trish. As any other international student, we always ask, where are you from? But in this time, I would like to ask you, what tribe are you come from? And could you tell us any different aspects between like one tribe to the other one?
Kia ora, Patricia, and everyone out there. Yes, I am an Indigenous person of New Zealand. I have two affiliated tribes here in New Zealand. One is the biggest in the North Island, which is Ngāpuhi, and the second one is the largest in the South Island, which is Naitau. Kia ora, everybody. In regards to the two tribes that I come from, yes, there are total differences between them both, and it's language, customs, which are totally different from the North and the South Island. Possibly because, one, it's hotter in the North, so the customs were different to the ones here in Christchurch, which are colder because of the climate. It's really funny. Kia ora.
Wow, that's really interesting. I believe most of the countries have difference between the areas and groups, and it's good to us to know more about that. So thanks so much for sharing for that. So let's go for the next question, Patricia.
Yes, so Trish, could you tell us something about Maori culture that you think it's really important for everyone to know about?
Kia ora, Patricia. In regards to that question, yes, Maori culture is important to everyone now because the haka is now seen internationally due to New Zealand rugby, our All Blacks, which are world champions. And there's a misconception that Māori is losing their language. Now, in my opinion, it was told to us from our parents' generation and our grandparents that Māori language for them was banned from being spoken at schools, and so they had to learn English. Why a lot of them fell out of school early, like in first form and their intermediate, yeah, they gave up on school. So kia ora.
Yeah, I think this is something that's really part of the beginning of the relationship between Maori and the arrivals from Europe. When we mentioned in the beginning, was they had a lot of loss, and that's the part of that time. And I believe that now it's changing because of the appreciation of the culture, but I'm sure that a lot of them has lost the opportunity to get to know more about their own culture because how they were treated in the past. That's the reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Not many people like to talk about that, but that's the reality. They had been through a lot of really bad moments in New Zealand, and now it seems like the time to make things different.
Yeah.
Yeah, good that you mentioned that, Tricia. It's really important.
Next question. It's okay. How important is nature for the Maori culture, and what is the relationship between Maori and nature?
Kia ora, Patricia. In regards to that lovely question, yes, Maori have a very spiritual acquaintance with nature due to Rangi being our sky father and Papa Tuanuku being the earth mother. she holds us dearly within her grasp, and we love waters. We look after our seabeds, kaimwana, which is seafood. We don't overextend our seafood. We take so many and then to feed the whānau, but we don't take a lot, as what's been happening lately. So we make sure we replenish the stocks, our riverbeds, because of our watercress, or spinach as it's known as. We love that sort of aspect of nature, and our birds and wildlife. We love it. Kia ora.
Oh, thank you, Trish. And that's absolutely right. I've seen, like, all the Maori tribes, or the culture itself, has a really strong relationship with nature. And it's really amazing how they have this spiritual relationship. Like, you see the sea and the water, or the different things that nature can provide as a gift. So they appreciate that, and they have this respect for nature. And they show this every single day. So I really appreciate that, and yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. For our next question, so we asked Trish, what do you think is the biggest need for the Maori community?
Kia ora, Patricia. The biggest need for Maori community right now would be te kotahitanga, which is becoming as one. Because we have so many tribes and so much history with our warring, because we had civil wars as well. And yeah, I think coming together as one voice, te kotahitanga, would be the best thing for us. And sharing our world, because we have such a beautiful country up and down our beautiful New Zealand, Aotearoa. We need to share it, and they have to let go thinking that they own the place. It's so funny. We need to share it with everyone. We love it, so we want to show the world as well. That's what I believe is our biggest need. Thank you. Kia ora.
Yeah, that's beautiful, isn't it? And that museum that I went, I told you about the Teana. One of the things they mention is the difference between the tribes and the history about the wars. And that's what made them weaker during the time of the Europeans, because they didn't really get united to fight for their rights. So because they had their own battles between them, make them not strong enough to... wouldn't be strong enough anyway, because Europeans would have more power anyway, but they didn't get really together, how she's saying, even today.
Yes,
so we don't really know that. I didn't know that they still not fighting to each other probably, but leaving their own community maybe, seeing from themselves, and something that would be doing a lot of difference for fight for their rights. And the other thing she said was beautiful, and sharing with the world, share what New Zealand is, share what's culture. This is beautiful. Such a lovely lady, Trisha. Thank you so much. Okay.
And our last question will be, because we want to learn a little bit more about the Maori culture and also some words. So I will ask Trish if she can help us to translate. Thank you so much for sharing your stories with us today in Maori.
In regards to that last question, which is so funny, Māori isn't actually where you can translate it easily, because we didn't have things like sharing in our language. It was just phrases that our people would say, like tēnā koe, tēnā koutou. You hear that a lot in all the speeches with our prime ministers, and every other events, which is the formal way to say hello. Kia ora became a slang, you would say, which in our words would be hi. and thank you. Just like aloha is oh, love in Hawaiian, and thank you and hello, they have so many meanings. Whereas kia ora is the same. So I would say kia ora, thank you, and ka pai taku kōrero I tēnei rā, which is our talk that we are sharing at the moment, or today, is so good. Kia pai, or kei te pai, in some other language, or, you know, in our other tribes, kei te pai, ka pai, e pai ana. See, that's another tribal language too here in New Zealand. So they would all understand it up and down the country, but pai is always that word for thank you, and, oh, thank you, for good. It was so good today. Kia pai tō rā. Kia pai tēnei rā. No. But thank you, Patricia. Thank you very much. And kia ora, everybody. Kia ora koutou katoa. Bye.
Kia ora.
Oh, thank you, Trish, for all the important things you have shared today with Speak Up Foreigners. It's been lovely to have you in our show today, and we appreciate all the time and your kindness after sharing most of the Maori life and all these important things we may don't know. As I told you at the beginning, some things we don't read on the books, especially these ones about the history, like when you think, oh, everything was like nice and all the parts, but not all the time this strong like relationship between different cultures are that nice and perfect. There are also issues and things they may struggle at some point. So it's really nice to hear from firsthand all these amazing stories. And also this way of life, the Maori people think that you can share everything. And it's so nice because you feel welcome when you come here and you see most of people thinking that way. Like they want to share the world, the things, their lives with each other. It doesn't matter where you are come from. It's just a matter of sharing.
Yeah. Such a lovely radio show today, seriously. Just something that I really love about New Zealand is the Maori culture. And you, that are international student or immigrant, or just listen to this radio show, I think it would be a nice idea you go and search more about this culture. Maybe get to have a Sunday or Saturday on a museum, inside of a museum, read about it, or just going to search online. We have nowadays the online book that we can know about everything. And of course, Blaze FM is for you. Be open to know about this. But I just would like to say kia ora. I would love to say an entire phrase, but I cannot say. So thank you for listening to us today, and have a wonderful week.
Yeah,
thank you. Kia ora.